Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, a few months ago, I was invited to go to Florida and play some golf and by some really nice people. And one of those guys is a guy named Ben Bender. I met him. We got to spend some time together. I was his guest, a guest of his organization. Ben is manager of the Business Solutions Marketing with Hewlett-Packard. And Ben and I got to know each other a little bit down there and found out a little bit about some of the things that he cares about. And one of those things is a charity that he's working on, as he's gotten to know as a result of something that involved his daughter. And I'll get him to tell us about that in a minute. But Ben was telling me about this charity, and I said, you know, that's the kind of thing that I like telling my audience about, what people are doing out there to give back, to make sure that life is a little bit better for a few other people. And so Ben Bender, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jim.
You didn't think it ever happened, did you, Ben?
Well, I was certainly hoping it would.
I promised you you'd be here, and here you are. And also you brought along with you a friend of yours, a new friend of ours, the founding leader of Swing for a Cure, Victor Mills. Victor, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. I really appreciate you having us on.
Ben, tell the audience a little bit about why you're involved in Swing for a Cure.
Well, thank you, Jim, and we really appreciate being invited to the show. My daughter Carly was born with a pretty rare blood illness, and it's not to get technical with the terms, but she had a Category 4 brain bleed right as we got her home from the hospital.
You had no idea that was going on when you took her from the hospital.
Oh, absolutely not. We were excited to get her home with her sister.
So, is this like an aneurysm?
Well, it was more of just a blood clot that never clotted, Jim.
Yeah.
And it bled out in her brain, and after several weeks in the hospital, they solved the initial problem, which was thrombocytopenia. But then afterwards, we started working on the recovery process and to see how severe the disability is going to be. And, you know, as you and I were talking in the break with Victor, that Thursday is a big day for us because while she does have vision impairment, and it's called delayed vision maturation, we'll see Thursday just how severe that is. And hopefully, God willing, it has come a long way. So we'll see.
How old is she now?
She just turned 2, so she's about 2 years and 2 months now.
And what are her abilities?
So right now, she looks like a fully functioning 2-year-old. She's crawling around. She's not yet walking because of this delayed vision maturation.
Right.
She doesn't
right.
have the curiosity yet to start reaching out and grabbing for things
right.
to help her walk. But doctors are convinced she'll walk sometime between 2 and 5 years old.
Yeah. Carly.
Carly.
Carly is her name, ladies and gentlemen. If you're looking for a name to include in your prayers, her name is Carly Bender. Victor, tell us who Chad Beckwith and Olivia Mills are.
Well, Olivia Mills is a daughter of my wife Jill and I, and we lost Olivia very early on in her life due to a congenital heart defect, and actually that was subsequent to my first daughter, who also had a congenital heart defect. At about 10 months old, she was diagnosed with a double aortic arch, which basically means she had two aortas, and unfortunately they were on either side of her trachea. So this is a very rare condition, and it was, as she was growing, it was basically choking her, as it was constricting her ability to breathe. So she needed to have some heart surgery, and fortunately we were down in the wonderful Houston area in the Texas Medical Center. The doctors down here took great care of her, and she is a perfectly normal, healthy 10-year-old right now, and if you didn't know, you would never be able to tell, and that's just a wonderful thing.
Yeah,
that speaks to the strides that we've been able to make with these type of congenital defects, be they, you know, what Carly is going through or what my daughter Bailey, and Chad Beckman is the cousin of founders, who died of a blood cancer when he was a young boy. So these, you know, all the folks that are affected in this Swing for a Cure event, you know, not all of the folks, but you know, many of the founding folks have dealt with this. And what we've done is try to take these tragic events in our lives, and you know, through no fault of their own, or these kids, you know, they had to go through these things. But it does not only affect the kids; it affects the families and parents and friends of everyone. So we made the prayer when we were in the hospital that if and when we ever got out, we were going to try and do something. So we started the event. This will be the ninth year that we've held the event. We started out, you know, on a shoestring and just kind of a whim, and said, "Hey, let's do something." And the first year we raised a little over $13,000 and donated that away. And last year we raised over $100,000.
Wow! So where's the money going?
The money goes toward, you know, the largest disease killers of children in the U.S., which are pediatric heart disease, as well as pediatric cancer. And we also have some money stocked away for, you know, the affliction that affects Carly as well, because that's
right.
Obviously near and dear.
Right.
So
you're giving this money to people who are doing the research. You're raising money while other people. You know, I've had Marlo Thomas has been on the show with the St. Jude Center in Memphis. She's mm-hmm. been on the show a couple of times, and of course they're raising money for the work that they are specifically doing themselves. But you're not in the research business. You're in the business of raising money to help those people, aren't you?
Absolutely, and that's kind of. You know, everybody has their own gifts and things that they're good for. I am not a brain surgeon. I'm not a heart surgeon. But what I can do is pull together some folks who might not have any other avenue to do some good. And, in fact, our theme for the year is you are the cure.
Right.
Just because people do have some, you know, be it, you know, their own small business, be it a large corporation they might be dealing with, they have the ability to sponsor a hole or the event or something, but just being able to bring it together, it gives some folks an avenue to do some good.
And folks, Swing for a Cure is a fully recognized 501c3 charity recognized by the U.S. government. So any donations you'd like to make, this is a worthy cause. These are good people. I know some of them, and so I commit them to you. The website is swingforacure.org. SWINGFORACURE, swingforacure.org. Check it out. We're going to be right back with my friend Ben Bender and our new friend Victor Mills right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us.
Way back when in 67, I was a dandy.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and the archives and the articles and the newsletter and the blog, lots of stuff, all kinds of resources for you there. Don't forget you can podcast my show nowadays. The individual interviews are available to be podcast, like the one I'm doing right now with our friend Ben Bender and our new friend Victor Mills. And we're talking about Swing for a Cure, a local charity that's just like a lot of them around the country. Also, don't forget to check out my knowledge base, AskJim.biz, where you can get small business answers now. We've anticipated your questions, and we have answers waiting on you. So check it out when you get a chance, AskJim.biz. And just like the other site, there's no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come on in and hang out with us and use it to your advantage. Folks all over the country, people are moved. Good people are moved to give back. Good people are moved to take action, to marshal their friends, to aggregate the energies and the resources and the money of people that they know, to build an awareness for things that are important to them. This is happening all over the country. It's what makes America America. It's what makes other countries want to be like us. And two guys who were doing that are Ben Bender and Victor Mills. Their program is called Swing for a Cure. It's a registered, recognized 501c3 charity recognized by the U.S. government. They've got financial statements right on their website. You can see everything that's going on if you want to do the due diligence on that. swingforacure.org, right, Ben?
That's correct.
And folks, it's safe to say this is a local charity, but the money goes to help children cure childhood diseases for children everywhere, right?
Absolutely.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah.
Victor, go ahead.
No, that's exactly the case. In fact, September is Leukemia, Lymphoma, and Myeloma Awareness Month. Those are the horribly traumatic blood cancers that affect so many people, especially children throughout the U.S. and throughout the efforts of so many folks for so many years now, the success rates for people with those diseases have gone from anywhere from 50 to 60% 10, 20 years ago to now a survival rate of over 80%. So these efforts and these monies donated to these types of diseases make a tremendous impact to the ability who need the funding to do the research to help us all out.
Now, you've donated, if I'm not mistaken, since you've been doing this for 9 years, you've donated something over $500,000. Is that right?
Yes, it is. And we're very, very pleased with not only the folks that have donated to the event over the years, and we thank them so much for their continued support, but also just the tremendous volunteers that help us put on this event, because it's certainly not a, you're talking to two folks now, but it's definitely not a two-person show.
The administration of such a charity, if somebody wanted to do something like this, are you administering this with volunteers, or are there paid people involved in this, or how does it work?
This is a 100% volunteer effort.
If we give a dollar goes to the good.
Absolutely.
So, folks, those are the kinds of charities I like to be involved in, where you've got volunteers running it. It's actually one of the cool parts about local smaller charities, isn't it? That you've got all volunteers, and that whatever money you raise goes to the benefit, right?
100%. Fortunately, as a small business owner, I'm able to dedicate quite a bit of my time. It gives me the flexibility to do that, and I'm very fortunate to do that, to have that opportunity. But just the number of volunteers throughout our community who, have a couple of extra hours a week, who aren't afraid to go knocking on doors and say, hey, could you donate a dinner for us? Could you donate some lessons?
Two things, Victor, and I'm going to ask Ben. I'm going to ask you about the golf tournament in a minute. But Victor, two things. If somebody wants to contribute to what you're doing and to be involved in either directly or indirectly in the golf tournament that Ben's going to tell us about in a minute, can they find out how to do that at the website?
Right on the website, there is a mission statement on the page. There's a about us page that gives a much more in-depth background on the event and how to participate. But if you want to get involved directly, there's a donate and register page.
And they'll take your credit card, ladies and gentlemen. And I like the way you got that. It got a great, very simple and very effective e-commerce thing there. Also, Victor, one more quick question. If somebody is on the other side of the country somewhere and they'd like to maybe start something like this themselves, would you answer calls from people to get something
happy
like what you're doing started in their hometown? There are people out there who are being moved by what you're saying. You're inspiring them. If they wanted to contact you, will you get back to them that way?
I would be more than happy to.
I thought you would, and I appreciate that. Ben, what's happening on October 5th?
So October 5th is the golf tournament and gala. We have room for golfers. We have room for teams. We have tables at the dinner still. We have availability to sponsor a hole, Jim, and we also have availability if people just want to get involved by donating an item or anything of that nature. So
right.
it's wide open.
Swingforacure.org, ladies and gentlemen. I encourage you to check that out on many levels. Victor, we dedicate the rest of this show to Olivia Mills and Chad Beckman, and we thank you for the work that you're doing. Ben, you're a great guy. I'm going to see you in a couple of 3 weeks, am I not, over at
you certainly will.
At the Administaff Classic. We're going to be together, I think, over there.
I will see those guys today, actually.
Yeah. Hey, Ben, thanks for being here. Victor, good job today. And you guys, good work in what you're doing there.
Thank you,
Jim, thanks
so much.
We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Quick break. Right back with Tim Berry. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
In your dark eyes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.